Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with a juicy Week 6 game between the Browns and Steelers here in Pittsburgh, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Second game we'll get is Packers and Bengals, Joe Flacco's debut, with the Bengals trying to beat the Packers twice in one season. Good luck in that game, Joe. Some are calling it elder abuse, putting him behind that line at 40 years old.
Broadway Joe Flacco does not like to do the Aaron Rodgers thing where he gets rid of the ball quickly. He wants to attack downfield.
Correct. That's where he made his money.
If they somehow protect him, though, that instantly becomes one of the most entertaining games of the weekend, in my opinion.
The music means it's time to look at the other side, which we do from time to time on Fridays before Steelers games. Momentarily, we will be joined by a guy I am confident 95% of our listeners have watched on TV.
And yet you acted like I didn't know who he was when we were discussing today's show.
And that man is former Red Zone host Andrew Siciliano.
Syracuse man.
Who is now the radio play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Browns.
You go from a job where you are like beloved by football fans far and wide.
But he is a Cleveland guy.
No, I know, and it's all excitement all the time. And take over as a Cleveland guy in what I'm imagining is a dream job, but for a team that does still have problems getting out of its own way a lot of the time. Putting it mildly. That's being charitable as a person whose mother was born in Cleveland.
And their family owned a bar in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Still could go to that bar today under different ownership. Maybe I should.
And they used to let you smoke cigarettes illegally in that bar.
I never smoked a cigarette. I think my mom made me try a half shot of vodka when I was 12 to make sure I wouldn't become one of those teenage drinkers. She was no chaser, no nothing. She's like, does that
taste? That was her strategy?
Yeah.
To get you to not drink, let's make you drink? Interesting.
Let's give you a little half shot just so you know that this tastes awful. And it worked because I was like, that's horrible. Why do people do that?
Andrew Siciliano is one of the great NFL voices of all time. And he joins us right now as now voice of the Cleveland Browns in preparation for the Steelers and Browns here in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Andrew, the last time the Browns won a regular season game against the Steelers in Pittsburgh was 2003. What were you doing then?
That's a great question. Good afternoon, guys. My dad used to, when I couldn't sleep as a kid, used to offer me scotch, not often, but it happened once or twice, and maybe that was his way of saying, you know, you're not going to drink when you get older, but it didn't work. But it did put me to sleep. Let me think. So 23 years ago, I was in LA, and so what year was that?
2003.
That was 2003. I was working for Fox Sports Radio and doing arena football games for the Las Vegas Gladiators.
Wow.
That's what I said. Yeah.
The Cleveland franchise for in the Arena League was the Gladiators for a while, too.
It's actually the same franchise. So it was a franchise that started in Jersey by a Cleveland guy named Jim Ferraro. They moved to Vegas in like 02 or 03, and I called them up and I said, hey, I live in L.A. I want to do football. Can I do your games? They're like, sure. And that was it. And nice. I would fly to Vegas every weekend. Yeah, so no, for a kid who was like 29 years old, kid, whatever, I got to fly to Vegas every weekend, which is both good and bad, I learned.
That's like the old school from the 1930s. There's just a sign on the door that says help wanted. You grab it and you start working there hours later. Is kind of what that sounds
That's
like to me.
That's basically what happened.
Yeah.
Isn't that how Dan...
No, I had a great time.
That's how Dan Lanning got his first job in college football. Todd Graham basically had a help wanted kind of thing for Pitt. And he drove like across the country to get on Todd Graham's staff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Andrew, Ben Roethlisberger has called this game on Sunday a second bye week for the Steelers. What is your response to that?
I would expect nothing less from Ben. Yeah. What's my response? Look, the Browns and Steelers, I know the Browns haven't won. I'm not going to try to, you know, try to insult anyone's intelligence and suggest that this is like some easy Browns win. I'm not suggesting that. But the Browns and the Steelers, despite their lack of success during the regular season in Pittsburgh, they've actually split 5 of the last 6 years, guys. Mm-hmm. And I think the year before that, one of the games was a tie. So despite the fact that they don't win there at Acrisure, or as Pittsburgh guy Bubba Ventrone yesterday called it, Heinz Field, and then said, what is Acrisure? they split almost every year. So, yeah, the Browns got their hands full, obviously. We know the record. But they did win the most significant game that has mattered between these two teams in recent vintage in 2020 there in the playoffs.
And then got rid of the quarterback who led them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That great victory.
I mean, yeah, they did. Hey, look, remember what the Rams did back then? In all seriousness, I mean, the Rams decided, they went to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. I worked for the Rams, I was there for it. And they decided, we think we could do better. If we want to compete, if we want to get to the next level, we think we could do better. There were a number of teams, the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Eagles inquired, but the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Browns, all basically had deals on the table for Deshaun Watson. The Browns made the best deal. It didn't work. They decided that they needed to go big, much like the Rams had done, and that to compete with Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, they needed to step it up. It didn't work. We all agree it didn't work.
Andrew, I would ask you about Dylan Gabriel, but I am of the opinion that this game is going to be close, not because of a guy making his second career start, but because of a Browns defense that if Joe Flacco wasn't turning the ball over left and right, would probably be top 5 in scoring defense, is top 2 in total defense, and is the best against the run What are they doing well besides what we all know they do well, which is turn 95 loose and let him get after the quarterback? What else has made this defense so far very stingy against that which the Steelers would like to do, which is run the ball?
Sure. So this year, what is different than years past is that other guys are winning all their one-on-ones. Everyone knows Miles has got to get doubled, or in some cases, as the Packers did, triple teamed. The question is, can the other guys get home? And this year they are. Malik Collins has been a huge addition. He had two sacks last week.
Yep.
He's kind of a veteran interior pass rusher for hire. He's been bouncing around the league, but he plays well, and he has really been great for Mason Graham, whose stats don't jump off the page, but he's playing really well as the number five overall pick. So that guy, those two guys inside have made a difference. And Alex Wright and Isaiah McGuire on the other defensive end side, on the left side usually, Miles is usually on the right side, those guys have been winning as well. So when the other guys are taking advantage of those double teams, this defense plays well. And this year, that, for the most part, has happened.
Andrew Siciliano, the voice of the Browns, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Andrew, they made another trade, not just Flacco. They shipped Greg Newsom out, and they bring Campbell in from Jacksonville. Just reading, not just reading, but kind of reading the body language, I guess, of Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator there, didn't seem like he was thrilled with that deal when he had to talk about it earlier this week. If the Browns' defense is really, really good, what is the Browns' pass defense for this game against the Steelers?
So that one was surprising. Like, the Flacco deal is always like, you go, oh, you're trading him in the division. That was certainly surprising. The thing with Greg that was surprising is just he's been playing really well, and everyone loves him. Now, go back last year, Greg was not happy initially to play inside. MJ Emerson had a really good 2023. He's a better, more physical outside guy, and he's not meant to play inside. Greg didn't really want to play inside. He didn't have a good year last year, but Emerson got hurt in training camp. They moved him back outside. He's been playing his tail off. So that one kind of hurt. He's beloved as well in the locker room, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's a next year move. Now, that doesn't mean it's a we're packing up this year move, but contractually, Greg was on his fifth-year option. You know what paying first-round corners is going to cost. Jacksonville already did that, and he's a man guy, not a zone guy, and now they play zone in Jacksonville, not man. It's really a financially this move makes sense for the next 3 years kind of thing, but they got to get him up to speed. He's had trouble tracking the ball. He's given up an explosive pretty much per game in Jacksonville, so that has to be a concern. But he fits in this system, and he's vicious in run support, which is a huge part this year of why their run defense is much better than it was last year. They're so much better on the edge when teams try to take him sideline to sideline. So I like him. It's going to be interesting to see how fast he can get up to speed, though.
Andrew, how much more are they going to put on Dillon Gabriel's plate, if any, compared to his first career start this week?
It's a good question. They need to stretch the field a little bit more. I wouldn't say that their offenses are overly similar, but both offenses are doing a lot of dinking and dunking right now. I think we can agree on that. Brown's got to stretch the field. They need the explosives. He did take a couple of shots downfield, like, you know, that layered throw to the sidelines in Njoku. That was a nice ball, but they need more of that, certainly. Isaiah Bond really has not been cut loose yet. He's a guy that didn't have training camp, and it shows. The Browns offense will work better when they can actually get the wide receivers involved, which has been a challenge so far.
Andrew, it seems like the biggest question concerning the Browns for this game is who backs up Dillon Gabriel. Who do you think is the guy that is next man up behind the Browns starting quarterback?
Well, Stefanski made it official about an hour ago. It is going to be Shedeur Sanders, which is honestly a bit of a surprise, and that's not a shot at Shedeur. I thought it was going to be Bailey Zappe simply because you don't often guys see kids backing up kids. Like, if you look at last year's much ballyhooed rookie class of quarterbacks, the least experienced backup was Tyson Bagent in Chicago behind Caleb.
Yep.
Everyone else has got an experienced backup. You don't back up a rookie quarterback with a rookie quarterback. It just isn't done. With a
you know, the last one, honestly, and someone may be able to tell me another one, but you got to go back in my research to 2012 when Washington
Cousins and
went
RG3
in the first round.
Yep.
Yeah, and Kirk Cousins in the fourth round. And week one, remember, they won that game in New Orleans. Week one, Kirk Cousins was the number two. Rex Grossman was the inactive veteran backup. He didn't dress that day. You normally don't have kids backing up kids.
Yeah.
And when people lost their mind. How does Kevin Stefanski not dress Shador Sanders when on Wednesday he said he was undecided? And I'm like, guys, because you don't back up a rookie with a rookie. Like Bailey Zappe, if Bailey Zappe won in 2023 at Acrisure.
Yes, he did.
With the Patriots. Right. He's actually started 9 games. So if Dillon Gabriel were to roll an ankle and Bailey Zappe came off the bench to get you through that game, that, in my eyes, makes sense. And then if you want to have the do we start Shador next week convo, then that's a totally reasonable convo. But Stefanski says he's going with Shador, so, you know, buckle up. It's getting interesting.
Andrew, if we just asked you off the cuff as a lifelong Browns fan to name every Browns starting quarterback since 1999, how many of them do you think you could get in one sitting with no prep, just thinking off the top of your head?
I could probably do them all, but at the same time, guys, and this isn't a combative towards you answer. This is, I've given this answer to everyone. Like, I am so sick of that meme and that jersey. And, like, it is such a tired, and again, not at you guys. It is such, like, a tired, like, loser mentality. Woe is me. We've got another quarterback. Low-hanging fruit. Screaming head on TV topic. Like, it's a lazy topic. I'd rather focus on this one. And I know that sounds like sour grapes. It isn't. I can name them all. I'm a Browns fan. But, like, it's just one of those, like, when Cleveland Sports Talk Radio or any sports talk radio does it, and I'm like, come on. Like, who cares? Yeah, they got another quarterback. They got to find the right one. I get it.
It's basically football porn for Steelers fans. Andrew, I'm just going to let you know that.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. No. I totally get it. And I remind Steelers fans that from the 20s to the 60s, they were the worst franchise in football. So,
the 1920s to 1960s. Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, the NFL is 106 years old.
Andrew, so many of our listeners loved watching you on Red Zone for all those years. And good luck at Acrisure. We don't actually mean that, but it seemed like the polite thing to say. And
we appreciate you coming
on the air with us.
Hey, I'm glad you called because I really do have fun with it. Like, I love Steelers fans. Seriously, I do. And they always give me grief online. So I'm glad you called. It's all in good fun. Did that sound overly defensive on the quarterbacks? I say this
yes,
to Browns fans all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
I
no,
actually
no,
just
I
never
Brown
knew what the
fans. I'm like, get over it.
I never knew what the split like, was, though, between people like you, Andrew, who are like, yeah, I want to take this seriously and not laugh at it, versus Browns fans who lean into it a little bit.
Just
and
say,
like,
if you can't cry, you laugh,
yeah,
one of those things.
If you can't laugh,
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Like,
I thought there would be a decent amount of Browns fans. You're like, yeah, Jeff Driskel started
yes,
here.
We
what
had
of
Spurgeon
it? You know? What of it, guys?
Start well, games for us.
But hold on. Jeff, you know why Jeff Driskel started? Because they were already in the playoffs and they didn't want to play Flacco.
That's right.
So Jeff Driskel to me is like a sign of success that he started. Like they made the playoffs that year. Like, who cares? They got Jeff Driskel off the practice squad and rested everybody. That's not a good thing, not a bad thing.
Not the same right? for Connor Shaw, who Joe Thomas had to introduce himself to.
Correct.
In the huddle.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the same for Connor Shaw. Not the same for Charlie Whitehurst. Although, did he start a game did he only come in?
No,
Charlie Fry did.
The pride of Akron, the second most famous Akron grad behind Ken Carman.
Why did we bring him up? Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it, brother.
Hold on. Charlie Fry was a great one. They traded him after week one in 2007, literally the Monday after a loss. Brought in Derek Anderson and won 10 games.
What was his nickname?
Derek Anderson's.
Charlie Fry?
No, Derek Anderson had a nickname, right?
I don't know. Did he? Charlie Fry's a Vikings assistant coach. We saw him last week in London.
It's actually on Pro Football Reference listed as horse balls, Andrew, and I'm not lying. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Enjoy the game. There you go. I helped you prep for it. Thank you, Andrew. Be good.
See you guys.
Andrew Siciliano, one of the best.
Man.
Even though he's a Browns guy.
I didn't know bringing up the
oh, my God. He got very defensive.
I actually felt a little bit bad about it, but then not so much.
That's like when you say to Charlie, that neutral zone trap should have been outlawed by the NHL. He gets all hot and bothered in there.
I mean, you kind of, you say that to give Charlie a little bit of a nudge, but you were a Devils fan back then.
I
you
was,
love that garbage.
Because I liked the
They
the
won
structure.
Two Stanley Cups. I don't care. It's not the same as the Browns.
I mean, I rooted for them in 95.
See, you're getting defensive about it, though, which is exactly what I said you'd do.
All I have to say is two cups. Done.
I rooted for them in 95 when they did that to the Red Wings. But then, as I got older and realized the way of the world, I realized that it was a bastardization of hockey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.